The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Yeah, this is Todd Starnes, and this is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, and we're hanging out still in Dallas, Texas, at the National Religious Broadcasters, broadcasting here all week, by the way, folks. And having a terrific time, meeting lots of the folks that you normally hear by phone, we have in person with us. And we're going to have some great guests coming up. By the way, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going to drop by. Also, Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty. Just sort of a cavalcade of stars here in Dallas, Texas. And we are also very honored to have you with us for this broadcast today. By the way, welcoming our brand new affiliate to WSIC and KWON. Welcome to all of you great folks. And all this week, we're giving you a great prize package. If you call into the show, you make it on the air. We just want to say welcome to the neighborhood. Our call-in number, you will need this today, 844-747-8868. That's, again, 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstarnes.com, and there's all sorts of great information for you there, including our live show blog. I'm in a good mood today, and I'm going to explain why just briefly, and we're going to get into more of this later on. Loudoun County, Virginia, we've been telling you folks, you've got to stand up and you got to fight for your kids, you got to fight for your country, and you got to fight in American classrooms, because that's where the battle for the heart and soul of this nation is being waged. And by golly, if that did not happen yesterday in Loudoun County, we've got audio. We have incredible eyewitness accounts we're going to bring you. We had a reporter for the radio show in the room last night. And folks, I'm excited because people have finally woken up. And they are going after the woke, and it's a beautiful thing. But right now, we have a very special guest with us in the Liberty University guest chair here at the Gaylord Texan. You see her every night on Newsmax television, Lindsay Keith, who is the co-host of Spicer and Company. And Lindsay, good to have you with us in person.
Todd, it's so great to be with you in person. Usually I get to hear your amazing voice, but always better to meet people in the flesh.
You know, one of the things I really appreciate about what you guys are doing at Newsmax, you are the only major cable news station here at the NRB, and it seems like you guys are making a statement when it comes to the faith community and the conservative community at large.
You know, Todd, it's been really fun to see how many people have come up to the booth in the last few days and say how much they enjoy Newsmax and how much they enjoy how open we are to faith and how bold we are and some of the comments that we've made. I even saw Brian Gibson here, and he said, hey, thanks for teeing me up to share the gospel on your show a few months ago. And I said, hey, that's what I was hoping for. But, you know, that's... Do we want to be bold in the things that we believe in? A lot of what we believe is based in our faith as a society. And so I'm so honored to do what we get to do at Newsmax.
You know, looking at where we are right now, Joe Biden addressing crime today and guns. The crime rate in America is off the charts, Lindsay, and some of the crime in these major cities. My message is get out of the cities. It's just not safe.
You know, it's so sad. I live in D.C. I've moved from New York City. I love New York City. It was a city I always said I always felt safe there. And now crime, gun violence is up 133%. You know, you have Biden today coming out against gun violence, which we do need to get it under control. But his approach is not an approach that is addressing the root cause, right? right now. We have lawlessness in our cities. And when there's no consequence for your actions, why would you stop? Why wouldn't you stop doing what you're doing? And so you can't really blame the criminals, but you can blame these cities for defunding the police and not holding these gun laws that we have as Americans in account. And so if he cannot address the defund the police problem, we're not going to get a control on crime. And so do we have a gun problem? Sure. But really, we have a crime problem. And that goes back to lawlessness right now.
Well, no doubt about it. And Biden knows this. I mean, back in the 1990s, he was Mr. Yes. Get Tough on Crime. I mean, he actually called the criminals thugs, wanted to put the thugs in jail. He's not going to be using that kind of terminology.
We will not hear that from him today.
No, it's all going to be about systemic racism. Mm. It's going to be about, well, we've got to do something about poverty. We've got to build more basketball courts. But you're right. This is about lawlessness. And this is about what's happening in the home in America. We have parents that are not doing their job, and they're raising little heathens.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, you know, I look at our, you look at the wokeness that's happened, and it really comes out of people being so privileged. And you go to other countries around the world, people aren't talking about what we're talking about in America. Why? Because they have real problems to deal with. But I also am concerned about Biden so focused on gun violence and the fact that he's not looking at what's happening at our southern border right now and what is coming across our southern border. I mean, talk about criminals. We have the Taliban sending people to Mexico right now to get in because they're not being checked. We have fentanyl coming across our border. I mean, that is a sign of crime, and it fuels different types of crimes and human trafficking. And so he is looking at one problem, but not the root of the problem.
Lawlessness at the border. And again, these people are being flown to other parts of America. So that problem is being imported to places like Chattanooga, Tennessee, in the heartland. We've heard about reports of people being dropped off in places like Iowa. I mean, this is a national problem now, not just a border problem.
Yeah, we had Congressman Henson on our show the other day, and she's talking about just that. In Iowa, we are seeing tons of fentanyl come into our state. You even had Governor Ron DeSantis sending in his police officers to the border. Why? Because they're realizing that everyone is becoming a border state now because, like you said, Chattanooga, Tennessee, flying people out so they can be, as you know, the Biden administration say, reunited with your with families. But these aren't people's families. It's a relative of a relative of a relative. And the fact that the administration didn't even check with the governor of Tennessee to see if this was possible. They are doing this under the nose of Americans, and they're getting away with it.
Well, even worse than that, though. I mean, they called the governor, and he said, no, we don't want these people, and they sent them anyway. This is a very, very dangerous thing that's happening, and quite frankly, you guys at Newsmax are one of the few folks out there doing something about this and reporting on these stories that no one wants to touch, including the conservative media.
I think people are afraid of talking about it because it has become such a crisis. But at the end of the day, when you really break it down, it's a humanitarian issue. And if the Biden administration really cared about children, like they say, and they cared about people, like they say, then they would address this. Because not only are the people coming across our border being hurt and trafficked and raped, it's also allowing American citizens to be compromised in many ways. And we're seeing that now with these drugs coming across. And so when they say they care about people, it's actually the opposite of that. They care about, I'm not sure what they care about, but they do not care about our border and the safety of Americans.
Well, it's a fascinating story. I know you guys are covering this. It is an important issue for Newsmax, and I know our listeners really appreciate the great work you guys are doing.
Well, thank you, Todd.
All right. Lindsay Keith, ladies and gentlemen, co-host of Spicer & Company over at Newsmax TV. Gotta watch. We have links to the website over at ToddStarns.com. Lindsay, great seeing you here
good
at the NRB.
You,
all right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to jump right into what happened last night in Loudoun County, Virginia. Absolutely unbelievable. Good for the parents in Virginia. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. We're broadcasting from Dallas, Texas at the NRB Convention. Coming up in just a few moments, our good friend Mike Lindell is going to drop by. And it's going to be a fun conversation, I can promise you that. Who knows what Mike's going to say, but he'll be here in just a matter of a few moments. And, of course, we are also celebrating all this week the brand-new book out officially yesterday. We would love to sign a copy, an autographed copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a draw. This is a book that reminds you of how great this nation is and how good-hearted the American people are. It really is a devotion book about American exceptionalism, and I would love to be able to sign a copy just for you. And you can do that by going to our website, toddstarnes.com, right now, and click on the store app, and we're going to get that off to you here in the next day or so. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Last night in Loudoun County, Virginia, something absolutely incredible happened. Folks, I have been preaching about this for years on this radio show. We have got to take a stand in this country, and it's got to be at our nation's public school system. Now, the ground zero for this attack on parental rights is happening in Loudoun County, Virginia, in Northern Virginia. Very liberal part of the country. And the LGBT activists have partnered with educators to shove mom and dad out of the education process. So they've been doing some pretty radical things here in Loudoun County, Virginia. We had a reporter there last night at the school board meeting. She will join us a little bit later on today. But here's what happened last night. Hundreds of parents showed up to voice their anger and frustration at transgenderism and personal pronoun lessons. These are things that are being taught in the classroom. Folks, I'm telling you, they are intentionally raising a nation of stupid people. They're not teaching our kids how to do mathematics. They're not teaching our kids about science anymore. They're not teaching our kids about English or writing. They're not teaching them how to balance a checkbook. They're trying to confuse them about their pronouns. That's what's happening in American public classrooms right now. A radical indoctrination effort is underway. And honestly, if we're looking for something to be thankful about, when it comes to the China virus, we should be thankful for the fact that many moms and dads who were unplugged and had no idea what their kids have been learning in classrooms for the past 10 years, they finally were forced to take a long, hard look, and they were horrified at what they saw. I mean, you got a kid, little Billy, going to school, and when he comes home, he's wearing stiletto heels, and he goes by the name Sally. Nobody wants that. But that's exactly what's happening in American public classrooms. And Loudoun County has become ground zero for what's been going on. So finally, parents said, enough is enough. Not only are they dealing with transgenderism, they're also being told that their white children are bad, evil people, that the white children in Loudoun County are oppressors, that the students of color are, in fact, being oppressed. So they're the victims. It should be offensive to literally everybody in Loudoun County, Virginia. So they showed up, and they were infuriated by what happened. So the school board was going to hear from all these moms and dads who were very upset about critical race theory, very upset about these transgenderism classes. And instead of being allowed to speak after, I don't know, a handful of people, they actually shut down the meeting. We've got the audio. Let's take a listen.
This board has a dark history of suppressing free speech. They caught you red-handed with an enemies list to punish opponents of critical race theory. You're teaching children to hate others because of their skin color, and you're forcing them to lie about other kids' gender. I am disgusted by your bigotry.
Joe Mobley to be followed by Donna Russell.
They cut the guy off. That's nuts. They cut the guy off. So look, later on, finally the school board decides, you know what, we're not going to hear from anybody else. As a matter of fact, we're shutting down this meeting. They called in law enforcement, and we're talking about a couple of hundred taxpayers, and they called in law enforcement, and they told people this meeting is an unlawful meeting. You will be forced to leave, and if you do not leave, you will be arrested. That's what they told them. So what happened? Well, they arrested a couple of the parents who refused to leave. They hauled them out in handcuffs. What they ought to be doing is hauling out these school board members in handcuffs, and they ought to be charging these people with child abuse, because that's what's happening in these public school classrooms, ladies and gentlemen. This is nothing less than child abuse. To illustrate that point, a few days ago, a family found out their child was going to be exposed to these kinds of classes in middle school, and they told the school, no, we do not want our child learning about transgenderism. That goes against our religious beliefs. This happened during the Pride Month lessons at the school. Again, we're not learning science. We're not learning math. We're not learning English. They're learning about Pride this month. They're learning about the LGBT history this month. That's what they're learning about in Loudoun County schools. Compliments of your tax dollars. So let me tell you what happened to this child. So they told the child, okay, fine, you have to leave the classroom. You cannot, since you do not want to be exposed to this kind of teaching, you are going to have to leave the classroom. And folks, they put the kid in a closet, a broom closet, for the entire duration of the class. They literally shoved the Christian kid into a closet during Pride Month. Now, you want to talk about optics. How do you like those optics? I'm telling you, I'm excited about what's happening in Loudoun County because parents are waking up and they're understanding, holy cow, we've been sending our kid to public school and they have been indoctrinated. They're turning our kids against us. We've got to do something about this. And that's exactly what's happening. But the educators are fighting back. And it's ugly out there. I'm telling you, it's ugly. But they're fighting back. They're standing their ground. And I say good for them. And I'm very curious to know what's happening in your communities. Are your public schools infested with this kind of CRT and LGBT training? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, over on our website, we actually have the video of a couple of these guys getting arrested. I mean, they dragged them out of there in handcuffs. Like they were, you know what? You would not see that kind of behavior at a Black Lives Matter protest. They would not even think about doing something like that to the BLM crowd. But by golly, when it comes to good, God-fearing Christian moms and dads, they don't have any problem slapping on the cuffs and dragging them out there and throwing them into the paddy wagon. And Grace Baker, that's what we used to call a police car back in the day.
Oh, didn't know that. A little before
my
time.
The, The more you know, you learn something new every day here.
Every day.
Every single day. But you got to watch this video, folks. This is mind-blowing, but God bless these parents. And by the way, when they shut down, all the debate, the parents stood up and started singing the Star-Spangled Banner. And honestly, they all should have stood their ground. Make them throw everybody in jail. This has got to stop. And it looks like the fight has started to save America, and it's starting in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I am excited about that, and you should be too. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and I want to talk to you about a very serious issue facing our country, court packing. It's the tool of left-wing authoritarians. Hugo Chavez packed Venezuela's Supreme Court with his socialist cronies and paved the way for his tyrannical regime. But now Joe Biden and America's socialist radicals want to pack our Supreme Court with four new liberal justices. Court packing isn't some policy idea to improve the courts. It's a coup. A coup to take away your constitutional freedoms and turn America into a socialist country. That's why First Liberty Institute, the largest legal organization in the nation dedicated to defending religious liberty in America, is doing something about it. First Liberty recently launched SupremeCoup.com to serve as a one-stop shop in the fight against court packing and to help patriots like you learn the truth about what's happening in our courts. But more importantly, there's a big take action button that you can click to do your part to stop the Supreme Court coup. If you want to defend our God-given freedoms and stop the left's court packing scheme, head over to SupremeCoup.com/Starnes. The Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. We are broadcasting all week from Dallas, Texas, here at the Gaylord Texan National Religious Broadcasters Convention. You never know who's going to drop by. And, of course, we are huge MyPillow fans. And, by the way, lots of incredible deals for you over at MyPillow.com, especially if you use the promo code Starnes. And our good friend, the man who made sleeping great in America again, Mike Lindell. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
It's going great. It's been great down here. I got a lot of great meetings I went through with for something unrelated to this, but I've also met with a lot of people getting them up on frankspeech.com. So our protected platform that's getting all the real news out there and the real talking and the free being able to speak freely.
By the way, I've got to bring in our call screener, Grace Baker. You were very kind and gracious, and Grace has a brand new Dalmatian puppy back in Memphis, and you sent her the MyPillow doggy bed.
Right on.
And Grace, how is Merlot the Dalmatian doing?
Oh, she's doing great. She's sleeping like a baby. We really appreciate the dog bed, and Merlot sends her thanks as well.
That's awesome. I had to actually had to make those because back in the day when I was had all the My Pillows, the pets would steal, the dogs would steal the pillows.
So. Well, they're so comfy.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny because back in the day before QVC did their cancel culture, when I was on there, it was funny. I put a 10-year warranty on the dog beds, and they go, "Yeah, you can't do that. You know, you're not going to be able to do that. Dogs tear them up and stuff." I go, "No, they protect these beds because they know they don't want to wreck them."
Yeah. And it's great because if it gets dirty, I can just throw it in the wash.
You throw it in the wash. Absolutely.
Yep. You know, Mike, we love promoting your products, and it's tragic what these companies did because, I mean, they came after you, the cancel culture mob,
yep.
And they just cannot stop you because there's so many people that support what you're doing.
Right. And we passed the savings on now. I mean, we've had over 20-some retailers, all the shopping channels, your QVCs, HSNs, all of them, ShopHQ, all canceled. But now we're going direct. And so all we did was pass the savings on. Like, you know, we've got the 2-for-1 low price sheets with free shipping. We put our towels on, so everything on sale with your promo code. And it's, and people have reacted. They just, they like the savings and they like supporting us. But I didn't do anything wrong. I only raised my hand and say, hey, this election was stolen. And from that point on, it's just been attack after attack. But MyPillow's doing great. We have 2,500 employees and they have families and they just thank everybody every day that for the great support.
I mean, putting Americans to work, you know, that's what I love about what you do. Yeah. And by the way, folks, promo code STARNS when you go to MyPillow.com. You know, Mike, when you sit back, I mean, your testimony, you've been on the show, you've shared your incredible testimony about how God just radically changed your life. And have you ever had a chance to sit back and ask yourself, why are they coming after me? Why do they hate me so much out there in the media?
Well, this, you know, it started back in 2016. You know, I didn't know anything about politics. I quit everything by the grace of God on January 16, 2009, all my addictions. But I never bumbled in any politics. But I ended up meeting Donald Trump at a divine appointment in the summer of 2016 before he was president. And I met him. I go, wow. We talked about the, you know, he's going to bring the jobs back, like MyPillow. And we talked about my, I used to be a crack addict. So he said, I'm going to stop the drugs pouring in. We just had this conversation. And I talked to his employees. I go, is this for real? He goes, oh, yeah, he's a great boss, great man, great, you know, this. And I go, so I couldn't wait. I said, he's going to be the greatest president ever. I went back to Minnesota and I did a press release. Now, I was the media's darling. I mean, I could walk across the street and everybody's there. ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, you know, all these things going. And I was up for the Torch Award, the highest award for the Better Business Bureau, for the highest integrity award, all these things. I went back and I did the press release that I talked to, that I met with Donald Trump, and I didn't even say what we talked about. I had never voted before. I hadn't ever been political. And, media, it was crickets. And then all of a sudden the attacks started. They called me a racist. They called me everything you can imagine. The Crooked Better Business Bureau took me from an A+ to an F. It's still an F, by the way. That's just fantastic. But then we got through that. Of course, I went all in for that great president. And they just let up. They go, well, Mike's not going to change. They'd ask for boycotts all the time. Boycott Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And the other ones would say, don't boycott him. He'll double his ads. We see enough of that guy. But this, then they attacked us last year when I went to the Rose Garden, when I spoke out, we should spend time in our Bibles and in the Word, and a nation had turned its back on God. I talked about that. We were attacked then, but nothing like we have now. And that on January 9th, when I had this new piece of evidence that would explain everything, the attack started and they've never let up.
And now we were just talking before the break. You said the Washington Post is coming after you again.
Yeah, they're doing a hit job tomorrow. What we're doing is I announced a couple days ago we're going to do, it's called a cyber symposium. And then when I do that, I'm bringing all the cyber guys with credentials, CISSP, bringing in all the media, all the governor centers, everything. And we're going to show them we have all the packet captures for the whole election, which you can't change. It's 100%. This is what happened. It's like a movie of the election. And we have these, so we're going to just here pass them out. Well, the Washington Post, I just talked to them this morning, and it's not coming out yet. They go, well, we had that checked out, and one of our people said it's hogwash. I said, really? What expert did you get that had cyber forensic expert? He said, we got it from a professor at some university. I said, why didn't you ask the gardener? You know, why didn't you ask the gardener how it was? You know, if you have DNA evidence at a crime scene, you go get a DNA specialist, right? You go get a blood, you know, forensic expert. They're coming out. They're just trying. They're afraid because now I'm just saying, you know, for 3 months, I've been attacked every day, but I've had to use the bad media because places like Fox won't let me on. You know, maybe even Fox will show up for this symposium. You know, the cowards they are. But anyway, did I say that? Yes, I did.
And I'm not stopping you, so go ahead. Yeah.
But journalism, our First Amendment right of free speech has just been taken away. So I have to use this left, these attacks, like the Washington Post. The word will get out that we're going to have this symposium because of their attack. I'm okay with that. I have to live in that world like Jimmy Kimmel, like The Daily Show, all these attacks. I've had to live through it. But what I wanted was to get the word to the whole country and world that I have something. And they all know that I do. Now I'm going, you know what? And we were going to bring this all to the Supreme Court, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to do this symposium first, because what I'm going to do there, this will be the biggest, I want it to be the biggest streamed event in history, because it's going to be live. You're bringing in all the experts, and a packet capture, everybody can go look at that up. Look at what that is. A packet capture is caught through the internet, and you can't change it. If you had it captured, it shows everything. It's like the cyber guys that I hired from the government and stuff to validate what we have, what these heroes got, they validated it, and they said, I said, what would you have that you're protecting our country with cyber attacks like the gas lines and all this stuff, and credit card attacks, whatever cyber attacks? And they said, if you have the packet captures, it's over. That's all you need. You know, all these other audits being done around the country, that's just going to validate what we already have.
You know what I find fascinating about all of this? You know, the Washington Post will come after you. New York Times, they'll come after you. But they give someone like Hunter Biden, with all of this evidence out there of wrongdoing, they give that guy a complete pass. They're not going to touch him, but they're going to go after somebody like you, a good patriotic American businessman.
Well, and you know, it's a blessing. I look at it as a blessing, because the way they've tried to suppress this, you know, with your Foxes and your Newsmaxes and so on, you know, I've got OAN, they're heroes. I mean, what they've done, and they, you know, it's called lawfare, what a company's done that rhymes with Dominion. They've used lawsuits that attack people, and so they don't want to talk. They're afraid. Everybody's living in fear. And so you have all that going on, and if you don't have, at least I have the attack groups where I can get the word out, you know. And it's sad, but they can't. You know, for me, I was very, in my book, I've told everything. I was an ex-crack addict. They have a hard time attacking me when I've already told them everything. So what did they do? They went after my company, and that's what they said. Well, if we can't get him for telling bad things about him and shaming him, you know, I can't change my past. I can only use it for good. And then, you know, the lessons I've learned. And what they've done then, so then they say, well, let's just attack his company. Well, that didn't work either. And then, you know, so, you know, eventually, when the media switches, probably the left-wing media, the attack groups, will probably be the first ones to flip. I'm even inviting to the symposium Alan Duke, which is the most shameful. Shame on you, Alan Duke. He's the lead. He is the president of Fact Checkers for Facebook. And it's called Lead Stories. There's five of them. But he's always covering stuff up for everybody, suppressing everybody, false information. Now we know it's true, anything he puts that over. But when I put out my movie, Absolute Proof, he put, contains nudity and porn. You know, shame on you, Alan Duke. And, you know, but I want these guys there, because can you imagine a fact checker when he looks at this and says, that's a packet capture from the election. It's over. Mm-hmm. And you get guys like that, you know. So he's invited. I'm inviting. Even the corrupt politicians can come.
Mike, we're going to have to leave it there. We've got to take a break and pay our bills. You know how that goes. And when you do, ladies and gentlemen, go to MyPillow.com. Great, great deals just for our listeners. Use the promo code STARNS. Mike, I got to tell you, you're happy. You're joyful, yeah. In spite of all the attacks.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're going to get to a great place out there. We're going to look back, and everything that happened, because God had his hands in all this, and it's going to be a great uniting of our country, and it's gonna, once again, we're going to be one nation under God. It's going to be a beautiful, it's one of the greatest times in history to be alive.
Well said. Well said. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
By now, you've all heard me talking about MyPillow and my good friend, Mike Lindell. What an incredible product he has created for America. Those MyPillows never go flat. You can wash them, you can dry them as many times as you want, and they still maintain their shape. And you want to know why? made in the good old U.S. of A. And now, for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. The regular price, $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. All MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go right now to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. You are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Set. Or you can call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. I mean, they really do. And the guy is just, when you meet him, he's just a good guy who went through some tough times in life. And Lord knows we've all been through tough times in life. And he's not, you know, look, he has overcome all of that. And he is an incredibly successful businessman. And they hate this man. And the Washington Post wants to destroy this man. But he was kind enough, in spite of all of that, the guy was kind enough to give Grace Baker, our call screener, a free MyPillow puppy bed.
I know. Wasn't that nice? He's a generous guy.
Very generous guy. And I know that Merlot would probably, if Merlot were here in Dallas, Merlot would just run and just jump up into Mike Lindell's arms.
Oh, I'm
say,
sure.
Woof, woof, thank you.
And then she'd go right back to her bed.
Go back to sleep. Yes. Exactly. So, and I can tell you, I miss the MyPillow because I'm here, and it's a great hotel and everything. Don't get me wrong, but I miss my MyPillow.
So let me get this straight: you forgot your Eden Pure and your MyPillow?
No Eden Pure.
How are you
no
making
MyPillow.
It?
It's tough. It is tough.
You're
roughing.
You
know
it.
What? We have. This is what it's all about: taking the show on the road. Oof. We got to do that. Unbelievable. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I've got to get to this story out of Mississippi, the Magnolia State. So you guys down there, if you're in Mississippi, you know that you have on your car, your license plate, your tag, the phrase, "In God We Trust." This also happens to be the motto of the great United States of America. Well, a bunch of atheists in Mississippi have gotten all triggered, and they're suffering microaggressions because the phrase, "In God We Trust," is on their car tag. Now, I'm shocked over something. And, Grace, I'm not necessarily shocked that the atheists are outraged. I'm just shocked that there are atheists in Mississippi.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know that they existed in the Magnolia State.
I mean, everybody is a Baptist in Mississippi. Even
you got that
the atheists
right.
are Baptist in Mississippi.
Exactly. I was going to say, even if they say they're atheists, they're really Baptist.
So anyway, they file a lawsuit. I'm just shocked they were able to find a judge who would actually hear this.
Same.
They may have to take this to, I don't know, some heathen state.
They're
like
paying
New York
someone good money.
California. Well, so anyway, they interviewed all these aggrieved atheists in Mississippi, and one of them said that she does not want Jesus in her car. I don't want Jesus riding in my car.
I guess she doesn't want Jesus taking the wheel either, huh?
No, don't take that wheel. Don't take that wheel. Well, I don't know how this is all going to go down, but I will say this. If you think those atheists are triggered by the license plate tag, wait until they have to pay their lawyers and they have to start forking over those dollar bills.
That's what I don't understand. It's like, have they been, maybe these people in Mississippi have been hiding away all these years and they're just now realizing all of this. Maybe that's why we haven't seen atheists in Mississippi.
Could be. But, you know, a lot of people have been moving, you know, from other areas of the country because
true.
Of the taxes and the China virus. And some people might have relocated to the Magnolia State. They say that the phrase "In God We Trust" is an abuse of power and it's unconstitutional. They say that the phrase "In God We Trust" is rooted in deep hostility toward atheists. Well, here's what I don't get. The atheists don't believe anything. I mean, that's the whole point of being an atheist. They don't believe in anything at all. So why would they be aggrieved, and why would they consider this to be hostile if somebody else believes in God? I mean, if they don't believe in God, fine. So they should at least, in their mindset, be looking on pity on the rest of us for believing in something they don't believe exists.
Yeah, Todd, why don't they just use some, you know, duct tape and just cover up the phrase if they're that concerned about it?
In blank we trust.
Yep, it'll just say in duct blank tape we trust or something.
Geez, so I know, I mean, you folks in Mississippi, and we have a lot of Mississippi listeners over on KWAM, our flagship station. I'm curious here, is that a big problem? And I'm not necessarily talking about In God We Trust. Do you guys really have atheists in your state? 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, you've got to go during the news break here at the top of the hour. You've got to check out this video from the Loudoun County School Board meeting. Grace, I've never seen something like that happen where they're literally dragging parents out of the school board meeting simply because they don't want to hear them complain about these transgender lessons. Unbelievable.
It's insane, but at least parents are finally starting to wake up and do something.
Exactly. I mean, how many years have we been talking about this on the program, and finally, parents are starting to wake up, and that is a good thing. And they need to know in Loudoun County that we've got their back. And so, folks, here's the deal. If you are fighting this radicalism in your communities, let us know about it, because we're going to stand alongside and we will fight with you. We will fight very, very fiercely when it comes to standing up for the United States Constitution and liberty in this great country. By the way, President Trump, we're going to get into this a little bit later. President Trump saying that that something may be happening. He put out a tease late last night, a tease saying that, well, we're not quite sure what he said, but it certainly sounds as if he's toying or teasing us about whether he's going to run in 2024 or maybe even before. Could it be Speaker Trump after all? I don't know. Could it be Trump DeSantis 2024 or Speaker Trump 2022? We're going to talk about that. Get your thoughts on that as well. 844-747-8868. New York elections underway. We'll tell you about that as well coming up after the news break. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
You know, all I can say about Donald John Trump is this guy is amazing. The power that Donald Trump wields from his post-presidential platform is unbelievable, because now he is making the vice president great again. This word just coming down a few moments ago. Kamala Harris, you know, we've been after Kamala for what, 93 days? She's been promising to go to the border for 93 days. Donald Trump announces, hey, he's going to go to the border next Wednesday with a bunch of Republican congressmen. This news just coming out, Vice President Kamala Harris will now visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday, ladies and gentlemen, Friday. So she wants to trump the president's visit, but I think President Trump actually trumped her. So there you go. It's about time. Thank you, President Trump, for doing what Joe Biden could not do, which is making Kamala Harris do her job. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're broadcasting from beautiful Dallas, Texas, at the Gaylord Texan, the NRB. Lots of Christian broadcasters here. Had a terrific dinner last night with our partners over at Liftable TV. And who was in the audience? Two of my favorite people from Hollywood, Sam and Kevin Sorbo. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's good to be here, but we live in Florida now.
Do you have other favorite people in Hollywood?
Not really.
No, okay, good.
Not really.
That makes me feel special.
So y'all are...
We'll take that small little fraternity sorority that we're in. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. So, well, guys, first of all, it's great that y'all are here at NRB, and I know, you know, you guys are rock stars here, and we just want to say thank you on behalf of so many families who listen, and they see the great projects you guys are putting out. Projects that the whole family can sit down and watch, and I think people really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you very much. That's why we do it.
That door opened up to me about 10, 11 years ago. Actually, the first really faith-based movie I could say I did was called What If? Same writers that did God's Not Dead that I was in, and Dallas Jenkins directed me in that movie. And now you see where Dallas is with The Chosen, and it's kind of coming full circle here a decade later.
Lovely.
It's been a good ride.
You know, we had Dallas on the show yesterday, and that kid, I knew his mom and dad, you know, for years, and this guy has just really just grown into an incredible filmmaker.
He has. Yeah. And talk about his dad. I'm actually directing the next Left Behind movie.
You see, this is what I'm very... You mentioned this. We had dinner last night, and you told me about this. I am so excited for this project. Is there a timeline yet as when we're going to be able to see this?
Well, they want to rush it. I think they wanted to hopefully get it out at least by Easter of next year. But we're filming August and September, and I don't know how quick they can get it out. Well, Easter they could do it, but I heard talks of doing it in January, but we'll see.
But they'll start... Yeah, they can do Easter if they want.
I know this is incredibly inappropriate, but you know, Kirk Cameron, you know, was the reporter. So if you need a reporter, you know, for the new Left Behind, I do know somebody who, you know, could possibly fill the spot.
There you go. We actually do need a reporter in this.
You know, Eric Metaxas has already reserved a role.
No, he can't do it. No. All right, we're done with the interview now. All right, thank you, the Sorbos. No, I'm very excited about this. I love the book, love the movie, and I can't wait to see what you're going to do with it. I know it's going to be amazing. And you've got, what, three projects you're working on?
Three projects that are done in the can. One's in theaters right now called The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. And then we have One Nation Under God opening the 4th of July week. And then I have a movie that Sam and I produced, I directed, we both acted in it, along with Lou Gossett Jr. and John Ratzenberger, called Miracle in East Texas. It's about, it's based in 1930. It's a true story about the largest oil find in the history of the world at that time in Kilgore, Texas. It's a great comedy. It's one judge's favorite, audience favorite, best faith-based film. I mean, they have so many different awards, they can pigeonhole it, which I love. I look at it like a Blind Side meets Green Book kind of movie.
Exactly.
Sam, you know, we've been talking a lot on this radio program about the cancel culture movement and the attacks on free speech. And I'm a constitutionalist, and it troubles me when people want to ban books or ban paintings, because one day they might want to ban my books, and I don't want that to happen.
Oh, they want to ban your books already.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you've written an incredible book about this, Words for Warriors, how to fight back against the crazy socialist. How do we do that? What do we need to do?
Well, we have to take back our language, and we have to stop making them lie. We have to stop allowing them to make us lie. And that's what they're doing, right? You have to call that man a woman. But demonstrably not a woman. Like, you know. And the good news is that the left always eats its own tail. So it will sort of devour itself in the end. But in the meantime, we're called to stand and fight. And so I wrote the book Words for Warriors to empower people to understand the meanings of the words as they were intended originally, and to try to take them back and not allow people to change their definition. So it started with the word fascism. Fascism, if you look it up now, it says that it's a right-wing ideology. ideology. There's nothing right-wing about fascism.
Right.
Fascism is entirely left-wing. And yet you can call Hitler a fascist. He wasn't. He was a socialist. But close enough, right? But then you can't say Hitler was right-wing. He wasn't. He was a leftist. And they have everything in common with communism. It's the same artwork. It's the same black and red color scheme.
Well, what does Nazi stand for, right?
Right. National Socialist. And it's the same tactics, bullying and violence, because the left loves violence. And we really ought to be recognizing truth in that, right? So I wrote the book because I want people to understand.
You know, I think it's fascinating to see some of the liberals in Hollywood starting to wake up and understand, oh, wow, this could be bad news for me. And especially comedians. They seem, you know,
oh,
yes. Things
Bill
like
Maher.
Yeah,
Bill Maher. Bill Maher coming out and going, look at this with this guy. He's starting to go, you know what, guys?
Yeah, but I mean, the comedians who now can't make jokes because you're not allowed to have humor because... Unfortunately, what they're doing is ripe for ridicule, and they can't withstand the ridicule, even though they use ridicule to try to ridicule us. They just took down Kevin's Facebook page. They digitally assassinated him because he uses humor.
About
and there's actually
seven weeks ago, yeah.
I want to point out there's a lot of humor in my book because I think we're called to be happy warriors. I know who
exactly.
wins. I know who wins in the end. But I want to galvanize people. I want to empower people to be strong in their words.
But Lord love them, liberals don't have a sense of humor.
No, they
can't. That's a very tragic thing here.
Well,
is that they don't.
Well, there's more tragedy on the side of them than even that.
but when you look at when you look at Hitler, when you look at the community he came from, and he was an artist. You know, this was an arts community. I mean, and then when you see the attacks, they're coming from the entertainment industry here. Do they not understand where all of this is going to lead? They're going to be people are going to turn on them one day, and then it's going
to
be over.
Well, I think I'm starting to. You look at the goal. I mean, the Oscars had 9 million viewers, supposedly. And, they used to have $50, $60 million as 20 years ago. And the people are sick and tired of them using it as a place to get up there and, berate people
and
that
lies.
Yeah, preach lies. They love the lies.
A platform for the lies.
They love the darkness.
But,
no question.
They don't know where it's going because they haven't studied history because our education system is a complete failure.
And I see now where ministries like Liftable TV, where you're going to be able to see those organizations thrive. I mean, you guys are thriving right now. And I think the reason why is people are hungry for that kind of entertainment, for that sort of community.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm on Liftable TV and found out last night that I'm their number one.
Congratulations.
I know. I was like, what? That's crazy. So I'm very excited about that because on Liftable, I get to do my podcast and preach, basically, culture and home education, which is really my platform. So I'm excited about that. And it's going to be a little bit of work for Christians to try to find the right spots for where they're going to get their entertainment and their information. But we've been lied to for too long, right? And now we know that the media is just engaged in abject lies, a lot of the media. Present company accepted.
Well, you're very kind to say thank you. For us, being at Fox News and the final years there, seeing, new management coming in, new leadership, and the embracement of the values that grew that network are gone.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think people are surprised when that happens. I'm not surprised. And I think that's why it's so important. I'm a big advocate of homeschool education. I'm a huge advocate of good, strong Christian universities like Liberty University, for example. And I think it's going to be important for us to embrace those kinds of things and support those kinds of things. Otherwise, we're going to lose this country.
You're so right. I mean, we've spent too much money supporting causes that we don't believe in. I just discovered Nick, I can't pronounce his last name, just told us that 95% of banks, 98% of the banks in the United States donate to Planned Parenthood. So he's starting a bank that won't do that. And here's the thing. If we support the culture and the culture supports abortion, what's the end result? We're killing ourselves. We're killing our progeny. It's crazy what's happening.
Well, guys, we're going to have to run and take a commercial break here. And so our time is quickly expiring. Kevin, where can folks go if they want to get information on what y'all are doing?
KevinSorbo.net is a great place to go as well. And Sorbos.org is another
Yeah, that's the other thing is we are fundraising for the movie that we want to bring out, Miracle in East Texas. It's finished. We want to bring it out this fall, but we're raising funds to buy prints and advertising to get it into get it advertised so that we can put it in the theaters. You can find all things Sorbo at sorbos.org, and you can find all of my stuff at samsorbo.com as well, including my book Words for Warriors, which if you don't want to buy it on Amazon, just go to samsorbo.com.
And we are going to post links to all of these on our live show blog. Kevin, Sam, great to see you guys.
Pleasure. Lovely to see you, Tom.
Thank you.
Folks, we do need to take a quick break. Again, we have links to all of the Sorbo's websites and projects over at toddstarns.com in the live show blog. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Oh, one of the things I love to do during summertime, open up those windows, get the ceiling fan going, and enjoy some fresh air. The big problem, though, is all of the pollen and the flowers, and you get the sneezing and the coughing and the watery eyes. That's always been a big problem for me. I have bad allergies, but not this year. Thanks to our good friends over at Eden Pure. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier, one of the most incredible devices I have ever seen. This thing does what other machines cannot do. They actually eliminate all of the molecules that cause you to cough and to sneeze and get the watery eyes. It's absolutely incredible, and it's not very large. You won't even know it's there. It's about the size of an Apple TV device that you have in your entertainment system. And I'm telling you, since I've had this, I do not sneeze. I don't cough. It's wonderful. And I want you to get one. They have now become big sponsors of our program. And our friends at Eden Pure have some incredible offers just for you. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use the code word Todd when you check out, and you're going to get not only some great discounts, but you're also going to get free shipping. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use the code word Todd. So, look, Tucker Carlson, you gotta love Tucker. He called out Don Lemon last night. Don Lemon over at CNN, the most profane name in news, has been causing some turmoil because Don Lemon says that the black man in America has been marginalized. There's no way for black people to get ahead in America. And he says that white people don't even look at black people as human beings. I mean, it's horrible things this guy's saying. And CNN, they let this guy spew this horrible racist nonsense every single day. And yeah, I know nobody watches CNN, but still it's there. And somebody could accidentally find the channel and stumble upon Don Lemon spewing his racist garbage. But Tucker Carlson did a terrific job last night calling out Don Lemon. Let's take a listen.
He spoke to the Washington Post about his feelings on civil rights, and he declared, you may not be surprised by this, that America is a racist country. Quote, "We're living in two different realities as black and white people," said Father Lemon. It was interesting. We read that and we thought, well, here's a guy who makes millions of dollars a year for presiding over a show that is failing. That seems like a pretty good deal. But like so many, Don Lemon is also a victim, a successful victim. And so we asked on the victim scale, on the scale of, say, Meghan Markle to Michelle Obama, just how oppressed is Don Lemon? What is the different reality he is forced to live in and as a black man in America? Well, we did a little digging, And here are the details. Don Lemon lives in a $4.3 million home in Sag Harbor, New York. No, he does not live in Section 8 housing. He lives in one of the whitest towns in America. In fact, 80%, Sag Harbor is just 3% African American. Now, in the interview, Mr. Lemon said, America needs to see more people like him. He regularly lectures America about diversity. What he didn't tell the Washington Post is that in his free time, he runs away from diversity. His reality is that he doesn't like diversity at all. None of them do.
Just like Black Lives Matter. Good for you, Tucker Carlson. Black Lives Matter. They're running their whole operation from a ritzy Tony area of Beverly Hills, Topanga Canyon, and they own million-dollar homes, Black Lives Matter. And yet they're out there marching in the streets saying that, well, we're marginalized. We can't get a leg up in the world. America hates the black man. Well, it's simply not true. It is simply not true. And good for Tucker for calling out this nonsense like he should have last night on Fox News Channel. Now, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be checking in with our reporter, boots on the ground in Loudoun County, Virginia, Charlotte Hazard. She has posted some video on our website of what happened last night when moms and dads finally decided enough is enough and said, we are going to take a stand. And we'll be having Charlotte on the show. But you talk about this indoctrination. I want to throw something out here. A fascinating story from an Air Force base, Nellis Air Force Base. Last week, pilots were invited to attend a very interesting event there in southern Nevada. For the first time in the history of the Air Force, they held a drag queen show on the military base featuring members of the United States Air Force. Now, I want to make a suggestion here. And this is for every freedom-loving American that's listening to us and this program. When you look at all of these programs, from the CIA, from the Pentagon, to all the military installations, where they are encouraging people to join the military, not because they want to fight for freedom, but because they want to become a social justice warrior, instead of flying the friendly skies and patrolling our borders, you've got the Air Force dressing up in feather boas and stiletto heels. Instead of learning how to kill the enemy, you have military personnel learning their pronouns. I'm wondering if Joe Biden and the Democrats are intentionally weakening the Pentagon, weakening the ability of this nation to defend itself. So my encouragement to you is to go out there and buy a firearm, because God forbid we're invaded. You may have to defend your own family instead of the Air Force and the feather boas and the stiletto heels. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. By the way, Sam Sorbo, big fan of the new book, Our Daily Biscuit. She got a copy last night at this dinner we were at. I had a great opportunity to speak at a big launch dinner for Liftable TV. And if you're a mom or a dad, grandma, grandpa, and you really care about the content and family-friendly content, you're going to want to sign up for Liftable TV. And we have links over at the live show blog. But anyway, we gave everybody a signed copy of the book. And Sam is actually working with Michelle Cox, my co-author, on a few projects as well. And if you would like to get a book, we would love for you to get one. Just go to ToddStearns.com or your favorite bookstore. And we're going to be happy to sign a copy of Our Daily Biscuit just for you. I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Very honored to have with us one of our team, one of our writers, Charlotte Hazard, who was at the Loudoun County School Board meeting last night. Charlotte, good to have you with us today.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Charlotte, you were there. You had almost a front row seat to all of this. Tell us what you saw last night. What was so shocking about last night?
Oh, man, where do I begin? Well, so a lot of the parents there, I will say this, Todd, the conservatives outnumbered the liberal protesters by a lot. I mean, it was crazy. There were two rallies before the school board allowed people to start going in. And so what a lot of the parents that I talked to or the people that were protesting was policy 8040. And what that policy is, was the transgender policy that requires teachers in the school to use pronouns that the kids would want, but the parents don't have to consent to that. So a lot of them were protesting that specifically. And as you know, that's why Tanner Cross, the teacher there, was fired, because even though they have not voted on that yet, he was still fired for stating his opinion at a school board meeting. So a lot of parents were also there to support him, because even though the local judge said yes, you can't fire him because that's his First Amendment right, the school board is using tax dollars to try to repeal that decision. So that's basically the backstory of that. And basically what happened is people got up and started giving to talk. Everyone had 1 minute to speak. And first, a lot of the left-leaning protesters spoke first. And this is what's the crazy. Someone gets up. Keep in mind, there's about 300 people in this room. And I don't remember what she said specifically, but she made an insult, basically calling the people who are followers of Jesus hateful and kind of used the Lord's name in vain. And then the room went nuts. People were upset. So the board said, we're taking a 5-minute recess, and they leave right when this whole outbreak just happened. And they come back and they say, after a unanimous discussion with the board, we've decided that if the room outbreaks again, we're ending public comment because we need to get through everybody.
So wait 1 second here, Charlotte. So you're telling me that instead of telling this person who disparaged people from the platform to be respectful of the Christians, they tell everybody any more outburst and we're shutting it down.
Pretty much, yeah. And it was ridiculous. And they told people, this is even better. At the beginning, they said, if you agree with somebody who's speaking, just wave your sign in the air, because people were bringing signs like the Loudoun County Parents Stand Up sign. So people would bring signs and hold it up, but you weren't allowed to cheer or anything when people spoke, which I thought was weird. And everyone has a minute of speaking and everyone's talking. And then finally, Senator Dick Black, who's a Virginia senator, shows up. And he just gives a speech calling out the board, saying, this is ridiculous, your leadership is horrific. And then the audience bursts into applause, people stand up and start cheering. And then the board says, we're ending public comment, and then they leave.
And then I understand, so the school board leaves, you got hundreds of parents there, and mm-hmm. then the law shows up, and I understand they declared it an unlawful assembly?
Yeah, I was assigned to cover the rallies beforehand, but the other MRC interns and I stayed to listen to some of the meeting, but basically, after the board left, people started chanting, shame on you. And that was a video that went viral. One of my fellow interns actually took that video. And then finally someone stood up and said, you know what? These people work for us. We're going to speak anyway. They can't make us leave. So they started lining up while the board was back in session to talk. And then it started to get a little crazy. And we actually ended up leaving because I would have stayed longer, but my ride had to be somewhere. But then I saw later that I think the guy that was arrested specifically, he used to work in Loudoun County Public Schools, but it was ridiculous because it's a school board meeting and public comment is allowed. So they couldn't have declared it unlawful. They allowed people to come in. It was ridiculous.
Unbelievable. Well, I have to imagine, Charlotte, that parents are not going to be deterred by this, that they're still going to take a stand and they're not going to tolerate the school board trying to indoctrinate their kids.
Oh, no, I doubt it. I've spoke to a lot of parents there. They're fed up. What they did say, because there was, like I told you, there was a rally beforehand. And one of the parents specifically said that a lot of times the school board, they think that parents are going to be on vacation and they don't keep the school board in check. But I can tell you, these parents are going to be watching everything. They're going to be coming to the meetings still. And it's all over the news now. So, I mean, they made their point.
Good. Well, you know what? Good for those moms and dads. And that's what every parent in America, every taxpayer in America ought to be doing, because we're dealing with a very dangerous thing happening in these public school classrooms. Charlotte, good work. We've got your videos posted over on our website, toddstarns.com, and keep us updated if anything else happens.
I will. From what I've heard, they're actually going to vote on the policy August 10th. I could be wrong, but that is what some of the parents told me. So if that happens, we're all probably going to go back. So that's all I have.
Good stuff. All right. Charlotte Hazard, ladies and gentlemen, boots on the ground in Loudoun County, Virginia. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, Joe Biden, addressing the national crime crisis a little bit later today, do not be surprised if he places all of the blame on you white people out there. He's going to say that there is systemic racism in America, and that the reason why we have crime and significant crime on the rise is because of something that happened during the Civil War. Do not be surprised when Biden says that. But I want you to understand what's happened in this country since Donald Trump left office. In Atlanta, Georgia, you folks listening to us on WDUM, the murder rate up 58% since Biden became president, up 58%. The number of shootings up 40%. In New York City, the number of murders up 13%. The number of shootings, 64%. All right, you folks in Portland, Oregon, and you folks over at KYKN, you probably know something about this. Many of you probably don't even go anywhere near Portland anymore. The number of murders in Portland up 533%. 533%, ladies and gentlemen. The number of shootings up 126%. Chicago, murders up 5%. Los Angeles, murders up 22%. And it just goes on and on and on. Philadelphia, murders up 37%. Do you really believe that you are safer under a Biden administration? And what is your solution to the crime problem? I got to tell you here, folks, this is what happens when you defund the police, when you turn your back on law enforcement. This is what happens. You have anarchy on the streets of America. So I'm not surprised that these numbers are through the roof and getting worse. Because when you tell people that only some lives matter and that not all lives matter, well, guess what? You've got murder rates on the rise. You have shootings on the rise. That's what happens. And by the way, Memphis, Tennessee, where we broadcast this radio show from, we have been under the control of black Democrats for decades. And the crime rate in Memphis, where we have a population of about 1.3 million, rivals that of New York City and Los Angeles. So clearly, not even black lives matter. Nobody's life seems to matter to these folks. And it is a big problem. So we'll see what Joe Biden has to say. And if the remarks come down during this this broadcast, we will dip in and take a listen to what he has to say. And we'll stop when he starts mumbling to himself. All right, we've got to take a break here. What are your solutions? What are you doing to protect your family from the criminal thugs out there across America, the predators? 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. Our website is toddstarns.com. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Tell you, the resort life is not exactly, well, it doesn't live up to what it's advertised to be.
Really?
Yeah, you know, the problem is, even though it's Texas, a lot of the restaurants here at the Gaylord are still closed, and I suspect it's because they just can't find people to work.
Yeah.
So you've got thousands of people here and only a handful of restaurants. So you will stand in line for like a cup of coffee for probably, what, 25, 30 minutes.
Man.
So they were going to get me, the team was going to get me a cup of, like a sandwich for lunch.
Sure.
And they bring back this thing that was, it's like a breakfast sandwich that had been nuked to death. It was so overcooked in the microwave that the bottom bread fused to the packaging. It's like you cannot separate. I'm telling you, it's just an
what a waste of food.
Then I remembered this was the place I was at many years ago, and I asked for a biscuit for breakfast, and they told me they didn't serve biscuits at the Gaylord Texan. So they offered me some sort of a flaxseed muffin.
Ew.
Which sounds like something a constipated bird would eat.
Yeah.
Not a human being.
Man.
So anyway, I bring this to your attention, Grace, because the IKEA in Atlanta, Georgia, is embroiled in a major controversy. So IKEA wanted to honor black employees for Juneteenth, right?
Yep.
All right. So they decided, how can we honor black employees for Juneteenth? So the IKEA in Atlanta decided to serve them a lunch. And the lunch has now generated massive outrage.
Oh, geez.
So the workers say the lunch was racially insensitive and ignorant. And here's what they served. I was like, my goodness, what in the world? I thought maybe they had served those Swedish meatballs.
Oh, I've had those before. They're okay.
Yeah.
Not my thing.
It's not all that good. Much like their furniture, it's overrated.
Yeah. I don't buy much from there.
So the menu they served the black employees, fried chicken, delicious. Watermelon, yummy. Mac and cheese, and collard greens.
Oh, interesting. I don't like collard greens, just being honest.
Oh, I'm a big collard green fan.
I know.
I love all of those things they mentioned. So now the black employees are saying, and here's a quote. This is from CBS News. How dare you serve us fried chicken and collard greens, you racially insensitive white supremacist? That's not what they said, but that's what they meant to say.
You're paraphrasing.
So here's the actual quote. You cannot say serving watermelon on Juneteenth is a soul food menu when you don't even know the history. They used to feed slaves watermelon during the slavery. Well, okay. But can you just not agree that fried chicken is delicious and it's not racist? Can we agree that fried chicken and mac and cheese and collard greens are just good, tasty Southern victuals, if
you will?
I
like fried chicken.
I love fried chicken.
Mm-mm-mm. Not a big fan of KFC's fried chicken, though.
No. Popeyes is good, but again, it's the idea that fried chicken is somehow racially insensitive. I just find this very difficult to believe.
It's something, that's for sure.
I want to open up the phone lines on this. Ladies and gentlemen, this menu, fried chicken, watermelon, mac and cheese, collard greens, do you find that to be a racially insensitive menu at the IKEA? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, according to CBS Atlanta, 33 people called out from work. So now they're boycotting IKEA. They're not going into the job site because of this Juneteenth lunch. The management has now apologized, and they say, we are truly sorry if the menu came off as subjective. It was created with the best of intentions by a few of our coworkers. Who are they? Name names. Name names, IKEA. But they're not going to name names. Who believe they were representing their culture and tradition with these foods of celebration. Oh, so here we go. So they actually invited employees of color to come up with the menu, and now the menu is considered racist. You know, whatever happened to just saying, hey, thank you. You know, just thank you for thinking about us. thank you for preparing a great meal for us so we don't have to spend money to go out to, I don't know, Wendy's or Burger King. So now they revise the menu. And now this is even worse. So, Grace, so they revised the menu. They decided to take fried chicken and the watermelon off the menu.
Yeah.
But they kept the cornbread and the mashed potatoes and the collard greens. And they took away the fried chicken. And then they decided we're going to serve meatloaf.
Yeah.
And now the employees are even more upset.
Oh, geez, Louise.
You know what I would do if I was IKEA, if I was in charge of IKEA, who's, it's a Swedish company, right? Is that right?
Yes, it is.
I believe it's Swedish.
The Swedish.
So if I was, Bjorn von, Furniturestein or whatever.
Okay.
and I'm there, and I'm sitting in the office, I would say, you know what, shut it down. Just shut down the cafeteria. If the people want to go get a meal, they can go down to the Piccadilly.
Yeah. Just stick to furniture. Maybe improve
upon
that.
No more fried chicken. No more meatloaf. No more of those little Swedish meatballs.
Mm-mm.
You know what? We'll put a vending machine. No, you don't want to put a vending machine up.
Yeah, because that then could be very problematic.
Somebody's going to complain about that. Let's go to the phones. Gainesville, Georgia. Justin on WDUN. All right, Justin, what's up with this racist food?
Well, I'll take it every day. I grew up on this stuff, and it's just really a sad day when people around the country can't enjoy these southern delicacies for what they are.
Boy, you're not kidding, Justin. I shudder to think what would have happened if they would have served, I don't know, chitlins or, pickled pig's feet, which is a delicacy in some parts of the South.
One of the best parts of growing up was going over to my grandmother's house on Sunday and having a big pot of collard greens and cornbread, and you would scoop the pot liquor out of the pot of collard greens and pour it on top of your cornbread with a slice of Vidalia onion, maybe some black beans, and that was my favorite meal growing up. I was an odd kid. And then we would take the cornbread later on in the afternoon, crumble it up into a glass and pour buttermilk on top of it and eat it out with a spoon. That's like southern ice cream.
Justin, what a great way to end this segment. True, sir. Spoken like a true Southerner. I'll explain pot liquor after the break. But folks, fried chicken is not racist. It's just good eating, America. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I really could go for some fried chicken and collard greens right about now. You know what, Grace Baker? We got to stop talking about food so much on this program.
I know, because it's during the lunch hour. I'm already.
Yes.
I was hungry before. I ate before the show started, but I'm hungry again now.
It's terrible. All right. So anyway, all right. Well, look, we will figure out lunch plans a little bit later on. Ladies and gentlemen, good to have you with us today. Hour three of the program. We are broadcasting all week from the NRB, National Religious Broadcasters Convention. We want to welcome our brand new affiliates, WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina, KWON K1 over in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And you guys, this is not our normal setup, so we're doing things a little bit different this week. We're going to be back in Memphis in our main studio on Monday, but we're having a lot of fun meeting lots of great folks around the country here wandering the halls of the NRB. Also, and Grace is prepared for this, we are providing free copies of my new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, for all of our new listeners on WSIC and KWON. So if you're listening to us on those radio stations, give us a call. If you get on the air, we're going to hook you up with a prize package. The number to call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Well, I want to go right now to the Liberty University guest chair here at the Gaylord Texan. And we're very honored to have a special guest, Pastor Alan Jackson. You know, Pastor, do you get that question? Are you the Alan Jackson?
I am the Alan Jackson.
You are the Alan Jackson.
There's that other guy that sings a little bit, but he doesn't preach much.
Do you play the guitar?
Not if I can help it.
All right. So, well, this is Pastor Alan Jackson of World Outreach Church there in the Nashville area. It's over near Murfreesboro, if I'm correct. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. And so we're honored to have you with us today, Pastor.
Thank you, Todd. It's good to be with you again.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed as we've been wandering around looking at a lot of the exhibits, there seems to be an effort to create more faith-friendly and family-friendly programming to get the message out.
Yeah, I think we recognize the value in family, and we also recognize the antagonism towards family in just some of the general media development places. So in the Christian community, I think there is a renewed effort to try to strengthen that.
There has been an effort afoot, and maybe you can weigh in on this. It seems like over the past 5 or 6 years, there is an effort to really silence the Christian voice in America, and whether that was bullying pastors into being silent in the pulpits or just cracking down on Christians in the public marketplace. Is that a problem for this country?
Well, I think it's more than a problem. I think it's a crisis. I think we're in the midst of a revolution, and the outcome of which is still undetermined. But what's happened, you know, physically, a lot of times you don't realize you're sick until your symptoms accumulate to the point that your health breaks. And I think that's what's happened to us. The symptoms have been accumulating for years, truthfully. Pastors just haven't recently become afraid. The notion of separation of church and state has become so prevalent that our churches are very divided. Churches don't even hold the biblical worldview anymore, the people sitting in the churches. And so if the pastor begins to say something from a biblical perspective, there's all this notion that he's speaking about political things, when in reality he's just talking about biblical things. And now we've reached a crisis point where the voices, when they shut the churches down and told us to go home, we said, okay. And the only voices speaking to us were government-directed or government-controlled for the most part. And the church lost its voice. And as the doors began to open up, I think we're a bit groggy from the season. And I pray that we recognize we have an assignment to be salt and light and not just to be advocates for our personal perspective.
You know, Pastor, to that point, back in 2019, I wrote a book called Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. And there was an entire chapter on Nashville and the country music industry and how, for by and large, for good or bad, that industry has gone woke. And there was a story several years back that we write about in the book about Mike Huckabee, a great American patriot, a godly man. And he was told he was not welcome on the CMA Foundation, an organization to help raise money to buy musical instruments, because of his belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. And I'm thinking, well, wait a second. If you believe in a biblical definition of marriage and that disqualifies you from being a part of the country music industry, I mean, they're doomed.
Absolutely. Mike's a friend, and I remember when that happened. And the part that's distressing to me is there's not a chorus of voices in support of the position he was holding.
You're right.
You know, the silence of the Christian community is deafening. And we're going to have to change our responses. You know, in Ephesians 6, where it says that having done everything to stand, well, any muscle you don't use for a period of time atrophies. And we haven't been standing on a biblical principles or biblical worldview for so long. Those muscles are very weak, and we're going to have to develop that strength. We've got to exercise those. We're going to have to find some courage and some strength to stand up, or we're going to forfeit the freedoms that we have.
And you're saying it's okay for people of faith to do that?
I'm saying it's necessary. I think to imagine you're a Christ follower and not to stand for a biblical worldview is a point of deception, and I don't think we can tolerate it. We don't have to be angry or judgmental or belligerent with other people, but we have to be willing to stand for the truth that we believe. We have to be willing to be as assertive as the people on the other side of the discussion.
You see, I got to tell you, that's hard for me sometimes, because we have the liberals, the leftists, we'll call it on the radio show, and I want to get a little antagonistic with them, Pastor. So it's, I can't help it sometimes.
Well, we all have that carnal nature. We just try not to put it front and center.
So if I say, you're a moron, bless your heart, is that okay? Does that, am I...
As long as you slip in, bless your heart.
Okay, I just want to make sure. All right, I want to do the right thing here, because I always we always get put on somebody's church prayer list, you know, which is I'm usually the unspoken. So here with us at the NRB, Alan Jackson. That's A-L-L-E-N, alanjackson.com. He's a pastor in the Nashville, Tennessee area. Pastor, when you look at where we are in America right now, you know, where do we go from? How do we dig out of this hole we've gotten ourselves in?
Well, I'm a pastor, so I have a bias. But I think the key to the outcome of all the turmoil is the decisions that God's people make. I don't believe the problem is the depravity of the wicked. I think it's the ambivalence of the faithful. And if God's people will wake up to who we've been called to be and begin to take that place, I believe God will respond. He'll move heaven and earth to help us. If I think we continue to try to blend in and to be absolved and absorbed into the culture, we will forfeit the freedoms and liberties that we have. No politician is going to fix us. There's no ideological solution. The only way to overcome evil is with a power greater than itself. You can't reason with it. You can't negotiate with it. And the only power that will defeat evil is the power of God. And that's coming through the church, through God's people. As broken as we are and as imperfect as we are, God will respond to the hearts of his people if we will humble ourselves and take our place.
That's terrific advice. Pastor, we appreciate you coming on the program. We got to get you back sometime soon.
I'd be delighted.
And by the way, how's Nashville doing? You know, they've it's just exploded in growth. I mean, I was shocked when I was here a couple of weeks ago.
Well, most of the people coming in are speaking Californian, so we're trying to acclimate them to Tennessee worldviews. So we'll see how that works.
You know, I saw like an ad for a vegetarian restaurant and a couple of juice bars, and I'm like, oh, geez, Alou, they've ruined Nashville.
We'll teach them about hot chicken.
Oh, there you go. That's wow. Now, I have a hot chicken story, but I'll have to say that for another time. They're yelling at me to take a break. Pastor, we're going to get you back on. Thank you, and God bless your ministry.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, alanjackson.com. That's A-L-L-E-N, Jackson.com. Alanjackson.com. If you'd like to get more information on his incredible ministry there at the World Outreach Church, maybe you're driving by the church on your way to summer vacation, drop in and catch a service on Sunday. Folks, we've got to take a break here, and we're going to get back to this question. Do you really think that fried chicken is racist? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Ladies and gentlemen, how are you today? I'm Todd Starnes. We are broadcasting from the NRB, National Religious Broadcasters. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Let's start in Statesville, North Carolina. Randy, listening to us on WSIC. Randy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Todd. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you very much. We're having a good time, and the folks down here in Texas are treating us mighty nice.
Well, that's okay. You know, that's allowed.
Well, it is indeed.
I've been wanting to talk to you a long time.
Well, Randy, we're so excited to be a part of the lineup there at WSIC. How are you guys liking the show?
I'm loving it. I've been listening to you for a long time. Usually the local station down here between 7 and 9, and then I would listen to you again in the last hour between 12 and 1, and I think it's a great thing that you can actually set up something where people have a voice because they need to be able to express themselves and tell some things that's going on in their neighborhoods.
Well, Randy, you're kind to say that, and we're just so excited to be adding you guys to our daily show. You know, it's a little bit different this week, more of an emphasis on faith being at the NRB, and we're going to get back to politics when we return back to Memphis next week. But it's nice to kind of be able to sit down and talk to folks like the Sorbos and Mike Lindell and, you know, just kind of have a conversation with them.
That's true. That's true. I mean, he's taken a lot of hits, you know, because he stepped out there a little bit himself. And I tell you, the left just don't understand. I mean, they come after a lot of business owners. They're attacking a lot. You know, it's still going on. I see it every day. And thank God, like I say, that we, you know, we got Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and Tucker Carlson. I watch them every night. And it's a blessing that you actually came, you know, like I say, and come to a local radio station that where we can have a voice from here now.
Well, Randy, we are going to put you on hold, sir, and I want to make sure you get a signed copy of my new book, Our Daily Biscuit, and we're gonna let Grace take care of that while we go to Louisiana. AJ is listening to us and wants to weigh in on this fried chicken controversy. AJ, is fried chicken really racist? I mean, come on.
Only the Southern Baptist preachers. That's the only ones it's racist to. People,
you know,
think just because a Southern Baptist preacher woke up and decided he was hungry for chicken and didn't want to work, doesn't make him, that don't make that racist.
That's a fair point, AJ. Here's what gets me. I know just as many white people who eat fried chicken, collard greens, and mac and cheese as I do black people. I'm trying to understand how that could be construed as racist or offensive to the point that people are refusing to show up and go to work. That's what gets me.
Because they want to complain about anything. We have a saying down here. Well, I can't say it on your radio, but you know what it's talking about, a new rope.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I can't
look,
say it on the radio, huh?
No, you can't.
You look
but,
that up.
But AJ,
when you talk about pot liquor, I'm sorry.
No, let me explain about pot liquor, by the way, because that raised some eyebrows. People were saying, well, I actually had a chapter in a book many years ago about getting drunk on pot liquor. And people thought, Todd, I can't believe you drank pot liquor. How dare you drink pot liquor? And I said, well, it was pot liquor light, because the pot liquor was actually made with a turkey neck instead of a ham hock. The pot liquor, ladies and gentlemen. Now, listen up, all you Lutherans out there. We're going to educate you about Southern cooking. So pot liquor is the juice that's left over when you cook the collards. And so you can drink it, or if you, as one of our callers said just a couple of moments ago, you can take the cornbread and you sop it up, and that's what you do. And some people actually thought that pot liquor was actually alcohol, but there is no alcohol in pot liquor normally. I'm just saying, that's can't speak for everybody. But Randy, AJ, thank you for the call. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, you folks in Atlanta, Georgia, you know what I'm talking about. If you're ever in Atlanta, you have to go to a place called Mary Mac's Tea Room. This is over off Ponce de Leon. Now, Ponce de Leon Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. It's actually pronounced Ponce de Leon, but if you're in Atlanta, it's Ponce de Leon. And they have a great little place there, Mary Mac's Tea Room, and you can get yourself some delicious country fried steak and some macaroni and cheese and collard greens, and you can even order a side of the pot liquor, which you can, you know, dip your cornbread in. But one of the other nice things, Grace Baker, about Mary Mac's Tea Room, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
You can get a back rub. So the waitresses are old school Southern women, and they'll walk table to table, and they will give you a back rub as you're slurping on your pot liquor.
Wow. Talk about some good service, I guess.
Here's how good the fried chicken is. I mean, this is a true story. So the Dalai Lama, you know, the Dalai Lama is a vegetarian.
Oh, okay.
So years ago, the Dalai Lama came to Atlanta, Georgia for some sort of a meeting, and they took him to lunch. They took the Dalai Lama to lunch at Mary Mac's Tea Room.
Nice.
And Grace, we don't have time to go into the details, but by the end of that lunchtime visit, the Dalai Lama had already eaten half a fried chicken.
No. Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you, man, it's good stuff. But, you know, again, I don't know a single person, I don't know a true Southerner who would ever say that fried chicken or collard greens or macaroni and cheese is racially offensive. And if you've got a problem with that, you've got much deeper issues. That's all I'm trying to say. Because where I come from, that is just good, good eating. And sweet, Lord only knows what would happen if somebody served up a slab of sweet potato pie. I mean, all you-know-what would have broken loose. So anyway, we'll take your calls on that. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. Jill Biden got booed. Jill Biden got booed in Nashville. We're going to tell you about that. You're not going to believe it. You are not going to believe it. It's pretty epic. 844-747-8868. ToddStarge.com is the website. And while you are there, be sure to order a copy of the brand new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. Jeez, Alou, I hope biscuits aren't racist. America, come on, get your act together. Mm-mm-mm. We'll be right back. We were taking photos with folks who were sitting watching the show.
Uh-huh.
A little fun out here. And they were all agreeing with me about this issue of the fried chicken and the pot liquor.
Oh, I see.
But it is a Southern thing. I think if you're not from the South, that is a foreign anomaly or substance.
I think that's fair.
Let's go to the phone, though, because we actually have someone on the line from Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Sam is listening to us on KWON. Sam, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I'm an old Rush baby.
Is that so? You're a
for 30 years now. I'm going to get to listen to you.
Well, you're kind to say that, Sam, and we're honored to be filling the spot that used to be occupied by L. Rushbo. I'm not even sure L. Rushbo, who is a brilliant man, knew anything about pot liquor, though.
Oh, he did. He was from south of the Mason-Dixon,
Cape Girardeau, Missouri. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, that lower half, I think, is south of the Mason-Dixon. Well, anyway, I called to clarify what pot liquors are down here in the South, in Oklahoma. But all of us rednecks have a pot liquor, and they're usually a big old Bird Dog or a Lab or something like that. Because after we eat the Gospel Bird on Sunday, we throw all the munchies and everything down into the bowls and give the bowl to the pot, or give the bowl to the to the dog and let him clean the pot.
The Gospel Bird. So you said that's what you call fried chicken, the Gospel Bird.
That's what we call fried chicken. We also have another favorite. I was raised on both of these, the Gospel Cow. That's roast beef, carrots, and taters.
Oh, well, yes. Yes, that is a good point there. Grandmother Starnes used to always have that good old Gospel beef or Gospel cow on the Sunday supper table. So good stuff. All right. Well,
yeah.
Look,
just wanted to clarify that for all the New Yorkers.
Well, you know what, Sam, you have done a great job, and I believe that our friends north of the Mason-Dixon line are much wiser now when it comes to the Southern culinary world. So, Sam, hang tight. We want to send you a free copy of my new book, Our Daily Biscuit, a way of saying welcome to the radio family. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Big election last night in New York City, where they had Democrat and Republican primaries in the mayor's race. And Curtis Sliwa was the Republican nominee. He won the most votes on the Republican side, but not many Republicans actually live in New York City. Eric Adams, though, on the Democrat side, came out on top, 30% or more than that of the vote. But he is, what's fascinating about this story in New York is that New Yorkers are fed up with the violence. They have said, you know what, we've had it. We're tired of people just randomly attacking people, pillaging and plundering and looting our local businesses. We're tired of people sleeping on the sidewalks, the homelessness. It's a horrible crisis and situation in New York City. 30% surge in violence in New York City under Comrade Bill de Blasio's leadership in the Big Apple. So Eric Adams is the guy who came out on top. He is a 22-year career police officer. He is African-American, and he is conservative when it comes to issues regarding law enforcement. And that is a fascinating development in New York City, where even the liberals in New York City say, enough is enough. We have got to get a handle on crime. We cannot have anarchy. We cannot have lawlessness in the largest city in America. We just can't do it. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. As promised, we have this audio from Jill Biden, the Dr. Mrs. First Lady Jill Biden, in Nashville, Tennessee, getting booed by the good people of Music City. Let's take a listen.
Now, you know, this state still has a little bit of way to go. Only 3 in 10 Tennesseans are vaccinated. And, well, you're booing yourselves.
No, I think they're booing you, Mrs. Dr. First Lady. I think they're booing you. Look, the issue with the vaccine, there are so many people out there who have legitimate reasons not to get this vaccine, by and large, because of the numbers of people who have taken the vaccine who have actually gotten even sicker, and many have even died. As a matter of fact, there is even now discussion within the World Health Organization over whether or not young people should even get the vaccine. Let's take a listen to Dr. Scott Jensen. Cut number 10, please.
Can we please stop the insanity of forcing 18 down to 12-year-old people to get vaccines, period? College administrators, you who have said kids can't come back to college, they can't attend college unless they show that they have been vaccinated. Come on, press pause. The World Health Organization comes out now and says children should not receive COVID-19 vaccines. They've revised their advice as of yesterday. Children should not be vaccinated for the moment. Furthermore, they say there is not yet enough evidence on the use of vaccines against COVID-19 in children to make recommendations for children to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Granted, this WHO advice conflicts with the USDA FDA's authorization in regards to the Pfizer shot being used in kids down to 12. But the fact of the matter is the advisory committee on immunization practices embedded within the CDC organization is meeting tomorrow and the next day to talk about whether or not this myocarditis and pericarditis complication from the COVID-19 vaccine hasn't ramped up too far that we should be stopping this whole process. We've pressed pause before. We should press pause now. I've said this for weeks, that myocarditis is an issue. Whatever we're detecting, whatever we're diagnosing is probably the tip of the iceberg. There will be a lot of subclinical cases. What kinds of symptoms are we talking about? We're talking about chest pain, shortness of breath, swelling, malaise or feeling just wiped out, sometimes palpitations. Myocarditis can be lethal. The CDC is also concerned about pericarditis, which is where there's fluid around the sac, in the sac around the heart, so it can literally dampen or push on the heart muscle so the heart muscle cannot function as effectively, and you can develop congestive heart failure from this. I'm particularly griped by the college administrators across the country saying you have to get vaccinated in order to come to our college. What about the people who have had COVID-19, recovered, and demonstrate antibodies? Why are you doing that to them? Frankly, if I had my way about it and you told someone that they had to do this, I would tell you, you refund all the money that those kids, perhaps their freshman and sophomore year. You refund all the medicine, excuse me, all the money that they paid to get an education at your facility. They get to keep the credits, and they'll go find another school. College administrators, you are on thin ice here, and you should be pressing pause, especially in light of the World Health Organization and now the CDC.
Please, all right, let me jump in here. Let me jump in here. Enough of Dr. Jensen here, because I think we get the point now. This is off the charts outrageous here, folks. And I think we do need to hit pause, and let's just see how all of this plays out. Far too many questions. And now you have the World Health Organization coming in and saying, well, we don't necessarily think kids need to get the vaccine. Well, somebody needs to make up their mind here, and somebody needs to explain what is really going on. Something is not right here. All right, we're going to take a break. When we return, we're back to the phones. We're going to talk to Cindy, who says she loves fried chicken. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Well, by now, you heard me talk about MyPillow. We love MyPillow. Our good friend Mike Lindell, you just heard him earlier in the program. And I can tell you, he pretty much has revolutionized the way Americans go to sleep at night, thanks to his incredible products. I've got the queen size premium MyPillows, and not to mention you've got the slippers, My Slippers, and of course Grace has the doggy bed for a little sweet Merlot. Folks, Mike is a big fan of our show, and he wants to make sure we always have the best deals available for our listeners. And he is offering the queen size premium MyPillow, the one that I have, for just $29.98. That is a $40 savings, folks. $40 savings. Unbelievable. And even more unbelievable, all MyPillow products, including the doggy bed, come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And Mike was talking about that just a few moments ago. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listeners Square. Use the promo code STARNS, and you're going to get some deep discounts on all of Mike's great products, including those incredibly soft and comfortable Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and the MyPillow towel sets. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506, and again, promo code STARNS. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Cindy is listening to us on WHKP in beautiful North Carolina. Hi, Cindy, what's on your mind today?
Well, Todd, it's been an honor to speak with you. I've really been enjoying your show. I'm also a Rush baby. I listened to him for 30-some years. I was lucky enough that my boss listened to it every day, and I shared an office with him. But I am not black, and I wasn't born in the South, but I love fried chicken, cornbread, collard greens, watermelon. I worked at the school cafeteria for a time, and I used to just love it when they had cornbread at the school and there was some left over and she could bring it home. Us kids were always all tickled to death about that.
Oh, Cindy, it did not get much better. And I remember on Mondays, which were wash days when I was growing up, that's when my mom would do the laundry. And she would put on a big old pot early in the morning, a big old pot of red beans and rice. And then she'd get that cast iron skillet that I'd been in the family for generations. And she would make that cornbread in the skillet. And it got that nice crust on it. That, Cindy, is good eating. And I'm telling you, Cindy, when they start coming after us and trying to divide us along food, that's when I start fighting.
I don't know how anybody can say those foods are racist. I just don't understand it.
It's, you know what you do? When somebody says something like that, you take the cast iron skillet and give them a good wallop, and maybe that'll knock some sense into them. That's what I say.
Yeah, I got three or four of them. I can't
run any chance,
for sure.
See, oh, goodness.
I'm curious, Uncle. I heard you mention one day that you're going to do a book signing at the Billy Graham Museum, and I tried to find the date, and all I could find was when you were there in 2014. Do you have
yes.
a date set at this
it's,
time?
We do, and we're going to be announcing that. I think they're finalizing some plans. I believe it's the last day in July. And we're going to be out there, and
good.
The library will be promoting it, Sydney, and we would love to see you out there at the big book signing.
I'd love to meet you in person.
Oh, you know, I would too. Come on down, bring the family, and they've got a great little cafe there. It's just a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. I know. I was so disappointed. I always wanted to meet Billy Graham in person, and I missed out. So,
Well, he was a great man.
Museum, but.
A great
he
man.
He certainly was. He made a difference in a lot of people's lives.
Well, you know, yes, he did.
Back to the Bible, and I think things would be a lot better. And I
thank
you for having that as your agenda and talking about it and not being afraid to talk about the Bible or God or whatever. I guess that's one of the reasons why I like your show.
Well, you're kind to say that, Cindy, and we appreciate it. We love talking about people of faith, and it's a part of what we do on this program. And I know in his final years, you know, Rush talked a lot about his faith as well, and people really embraced that, and they got to know who Rush, you know, was, and that was a good thing. So, Cindy, thank you so much. I think we had a little bad phone connection there, but thank you so much for calling in and listening. We love all of our new listeners there at WHKP. They're in Hendersonville, North Carolina. You guys are not too far away from Asheville. And, of course, you guys know if you want to see what woke looks like, just go to downtown Asheville, North Carolina at sunset, and they've got a drum circle right there in the middle of downtown. Folks with the long hair and the skinny jeans banging their bongos right there in front of God and country. I've never seen anything like it. But they call it, what is it they call it? They call Asheville the Berkeley of the South. And that is not a compliment. Well, look, folks, we have got a great show coming up tomorrow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State, is going to be here in person tomorrow. And we're going to have a terrific conversation with him about world affairs, the Biden administration's foreign policy, and it is you're going to want to stick around for what we believe is going to be a news-breaking conversation with Mike Pompeo tomorrow on the program. And also, we need your help. We are promoting our brand-new book. It's in all major bookstores. If you're at Costco or Target, get out there and get yourself a copy of Our Daily Biscuit. Now, you say, well, Todd, what is this book about? I've been hearing you talk about biscuits and fried chicken and collard greens, and I'm confused. Well, it's very simple. This is a book that celebrates what is great about America. You know, if you watch the news, you would think that we're at each other's throats, or if you go to IKEA and try to eat lunch. But in reality, we're all pretty much good-hearted, kind-hearted people who share the same values. And that's really the point of Our Daily Biscuit, is we wanted to remind you that there are good people out there in this country who are willing to help their neighbors, who are willing to stand in the gap for others. And that's what the book is really about. Lots of inspirational, encouraging, and hilarious stories, along with some incredible recipes from our great listeners. So get yourself a copy. Buy one, buy two, get one for the church library, and they make incredible Christmas gifts. That's what we've already been told by a lot of folks. So, again, ToddStarnes.com if you would like an autographed copy of the book. And otherwise, you can get it wherever you buy your books. One other housekeeping note, the podcast is exploding. You guys have done an incredible job. We just got word. We're almost at almost a million downloads a month now on the Toddcast podcast, and we would encourage you to continue to utilize those free resources. We do that just as a way of saying thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for reading our work. We never charge for that stuff, and again, you can find that at toddstarnes.com. All right, folks, we've got to get out of here. It's been another great day in the beautiful City of Dallas. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Be good, America.